The next patient is George Stevender. The last name is S, like in Sierra T, like in Tango I, like in India V, like in Victor E, like in Echo N, like in November D, like in Delta E, like in Echo R, like in Roger. Stevender, George, 74-year-old, white male with severe coronary artery disease. The patient is followed in the practice because of CKD stage 3A that has been very stable. The latest laboratory workup that was done on February the 13th shows that the patient has a serum creatinine of 1.6 and an estimated GFR of 44 with a BUN of 30. The serum electrolytes are within normal limits. The potassium is 4.0. Albumin is 3.8. CO2 is 25. Chloride 106. The protein creatinine ratio is consistent with 297 milligrams per gram of creatinine. There is no deterioration, no activity in the urinary sediment. Following number. The patient has a history of arterial hypertension. The blood pressure reading today is 147/78. Following number. A coronary artery disease. The patient has cardiomyopathy, has an AICD, which is going to intervene in the near future at Celebration Hospital by the request of the primary cardiologist in Orlando. Period. Following number, obstructive sleep apnea that is treated with a CPAP. Following number, vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. Following number, the patient has a hemoglobin of 11.4. He bled into the right thigh after sustaining a fall at the beginning of February when he was working in the yard. Fortunately, he didn't break any bones. He was not taken to a hospital, but he has a bruise in the left thigh. We're going to reevaluate the case in about 4 months. We encourage the patient to lose at least 6 pounds of body weight in order to improve the general condition. Eight minutes review in the lab, 20 minutes in the face-to-face, 7 minutes in the documentation.